Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We all have our favorites. Art pieces that instantly tug at our hearts, evoke an emotion, take us to a specific place in time. For the last few months, art lovers from around the world have descended onto LA's California African American Art Museum to capture that feeling through the iconic painting, Sugar Shack. You might know Sugar Shack as the cover art of Marvin Gaye's 1976 album, I Want You. I remember it as a kid watching Good Times in syndication. I always looked forward to it at the end of the credits. Good time, anytime you need a payment. Good
time, anytime you need a friend. Good time. You know what I always thought growing up watching Good Times was that JJ actually did this painting. Did you think that when you...
Yeah, I did. I thought that he was the painter who painted this beautiful painting on the wall.
Sam Cruz, who was visiting from Alabama, and I weren't alone in thinking this. The actual painter is the late Ernie Barnes, a professional football star in the late 50s and early 60s. Barnes is best known for his art, creating vibrant depictions of exaggerated and elongated bodies in motion on canvas. Luz Rodriguez worked for Barnes and helped in the curation of the artwork here at the CAM.
He said that if he hadn't played football, a lot of his work wouldn't appear it. Like it did, because he understood the athleticism.
There's athleticism even in the paintings that aren't of athletes.
Yes.
And the limbs and the muscles.
Yeah. Well, he has a thing about strong women, strong black women especially. Like, take, for instance, My Miss America. This was done in the 70s, and this was way before they had a Black Miss America. And so Ernie did this painting saying his Miss America is a strong black woman standing undaunted, moving forward, because he knew growing up in the South during the 30s and 40s that, you know, black women didn't have a lot of power.
The exhibit takes visitors on a journey through Barnes's life, his childhood in Durham, North Carolina, his football career, the evolution of his paintings, and the decades Barnes spent living in L.A.'s Fairfax District until he died in 2009. The undeniable star of Barnes's exhibit is the Sugar Shack.
It kind of reminds me of the scene on The Color Purple in the shack.
Yeah, right. There's inspiration for that, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Over the summer, lines were out the door, people waiting to stand in front of this 3x4-foot canvas to take a selfie or simply take it all in. Barnes has said the idea for this painting was inspired by a dance he snuck into in a Durham armory in North Carolina. He was 13 years old. There he saw them, men and women hypnotized by the drums, limbs loosened by the percussion and the sounds of the horns. And everyone's eyes, like in the painting, were closed. Jessie Adamson, here from Toronto, Canada, notices the twisting bodies first. She's captivated by the movement.
The figures are almost like ghostly, like spectral, sort of. So, yeah, like I think it's definitely like the color produces energy, but... also, like, something kind of the past or suggesting maybe, like, a ghostly, like, thing. So it's a little haunting, I guess.
There are the obvious things people see in the Sugar Shack painting. The woman in yellow, the lady front and center so into the groove she has to hold up her dress. Then there are the subtle things, like the security guard crouched in a chair behind the dancers in the background. And way up at the top left of the painting, a sign that says, Dance Contest at Elvira's. Andres Guzman of New Jersey notices it for the first time.
I don't know why. I'm reminded of, like, the Harlem Renaissance. Like, I don't know if they threw these little parties in their apartments where they provided free food and all that stuff. But this now, that's what I'm getting, like, a lot of that. They invited musicians. Yeah. And it was basically a way to collect money for the community. So that little sign right there just triggered that whole... I never thought of Harlem when I saw this. Never did. But that sign right there kind of did it for me.
Up walks Carrie Hall, visiting from England. The painting looks familiar, reminds her of home.
The detail on some of the photos are absolutely amazing, absolutely gorgeous. I didn't even realize, and I'm learning now today, that he drew this particular photo here. Really big in London as well, this particular photo.
Where do you know it from?
I've seen it in well, not exactly. There's a part in East London that there's a photo on the street that sort of inspired, reminds you of this photo in particular. So it's quite interesting to see it right there in your face. It's quite amazing to see it because it's a really iconic photo. I just see everyone. I don't know. I just see love and vibes, very good positive vibes. Just people enjoying themselves for being who they are.
The capturing of that spirit, the essence of humanity, it's what drew L.A. attorney Jim Epstein to become a Barnes collector.
I met Ernie Barnes back in the 70s. My law partner at that time was a friend of Ernie. He introduced me, and I bought two paintings from him, and then I commissioned him to do a painting of my Great Dane, which he did.
Epstein owns the iconic Sugar Shack painting, which, when he isn't loaning it out to museums like CAM, is proudly on display in his rec room.
You know, I just love it. I love the elongation. I love the atmosphere. I love the closed eyes. I find I see things I've never noticed before quite a bit. Oh, it's great. I've loaned it out at least 3 or 4 times over the last 5 years, at least. And a great reaction to this. Best investment I ever made.
Sam Cruz of Alabama says the painting takes him back to a time when life was simple and all it took was a Friday night get-together and some friends to feel good.
We are from Alabama, and yeah, we wanted to come to see some black art, you know, because I like to have a painting of that, take home, put on my wall.
Me too.
For a time, during the height of the Black is Beautiful movement in the 70s, people actually did have Sugar Shack on their walls. Childhood friends Deborah Moore Rainey and Erlene Goff say just about everyone they knew in Kansas City had a print.
I don't know. What year was this?
This was 1976.
That's the year I graduated high school. Of course, we all had the Marvin album, and this was on the cover of his album, so we all had a copy of this piece back in the day, you know. Family room, I think it was. Yeah. How about you, Deb?
Yeah, in my mother's family room, yes. She had a copy, and yes.
I didn't know that, so this was copied and people would have it framed on their walls.
Yes, yes, they would, yes. Just enjoyed looking at it every day, yeah. Remembering good times.
The Sugar Shack, a national treasure, now gaining popularity through the eyes of new audiences.